Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is Redmond's twice-weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening right here in Redmond for the next 7 days. Jennifer, now stop horsing around. What is the big story in Redmond this week?
All right, well, I got something for you. Some of the best things happening here in Redmond aren't just new restaurants and big events like the World Cup. There are places quietly changing lives every single day. Little Bit Therapeutic Writing Center has been doing that for decades, helping children and adults with disabilities build confidence, strength, and independence through adaptive horseback riding and equine-assisted services. A recent Seattle's Child feature shines a spotlight on the incredible work happening right here in our community. If you've never visited Little Bit, this is one of those Redmond organizations that's worth knowing about because it's making a real difference for local families every day.
If you've been waiting for movie nights at Marymore Park, they are back. Wednesday, July 15th, they're showing Mamma Mia, gates open at 7 p.m., giving you plenty of time to grab dinner from the food trucks, catch the pre-show entertainment, and claim a spot before the movie starts after sunset. Bring blankets or lawn chairs because it's all outdoors and parking is free. Tickets are $10 plus the King County park fee and service charges.
If you're looking for somewhere to watch the World Cup on Saturday, Redmond Town Center is turning Center Court into a giant watch party. The fun starts at 12:30 and goes to about 4 with local DJs, kids activities, virtual reality soccer, games, giveaways, and a huge screen for the match. Even if you're not a hardcore soccer fan, there's enough going on to keep the whole family entertained. Head to Redmond Town Center early if you want a good spot because these community watch parties tend to fill up once the pregame festivities get rolling.
Fun one for Thursday. The businesses along Leary Way are teaming up for a neighborhood block party centered around Palmer's East. They're setting up a flower bar, serving specialty cocktail flights, and bringing in Styled with Claire and Woodpecker Flooring for a shopping and community event that feels more like a summer get-together than a typical happy hour. It starts at 4 p.m., so you can swing by after work, bring your own bouquet, grab a drink, and check out what the neighborhood businesses have been putting together.
If you've got an older kid who's always doodling or dreaming up stories, the Redmond Library has a free memoir comics workshop on Thursday from 4 to 5. Seattle comics artist Vivian Lee will show participants how real comics come together, from sketching with blue pencils and inking to lettering and telling a story from their own life. All the supplies are provided, so they just need to show up ready to create. It's for ages 11 and up, and it's a pretty cool chance to learn from someone who does this professionally.
If you've got a kid who loves riding anything with wheels, the Kiddo Kilo is happening Friday, July 17th at the Jerry Baker Memorial Velodrome in Marymore Park. Kids 12 and under can take a fun lap around the track on just about anything they ride, from bikes and trikes to push bikes and other creative wheel-powered rides. Helmets are required, kids ride free, and adults are asked for a $5 donation. Registration starts around 6:30 p.m., with the Kiddo Kilo wrapping up between 7:30 and 8 p.m. Just keep an eye on the weather because rain can cancel race night.
Even if you're not signing up, Saturday, July 18th is a good day to swing by Perigo Park if you've caught the pickleball bug. The city's summer pickleball tournament runs from 9 to 1 o'clock, with some of the area's stronger recreational players battling it out in doubles matches. These aren't beginners learning the rules. Expect long rallies, quick hands at the net, and plenty of competitive play. Bring a chair or just stop by for a while if you're curious why pickleball has become one of the fastest growing sports around.
If you're looking for something a little different this week, Second Story Repertory is wrapping up its run of Emoji Land the Musical through Sunday, July 19th. The show imagines what happens inside your phone when a software update puts every emoji at risk, turning familiar little icons into a funny, surprisingly heartfelt musical about friendship, identity, and finding your place. Tickets are $35 and performances are at Second Story Rep in the Redmond Town Center. If you're in the mood for a live theater instead of another movie night, this one's definitely the most unique show in town. Quick question, if your neighbor came to you and said, hey, I've got this weird wet spot here in the yard and it's not drying up, would you know what you would tell them? Probably not, because most people wouldn't. And that's usually an underground water leak, and most plumbers don't even handle that. In fact, they'd tell you to call a specialist. And that's where Simply Leak Detection comes in. They're the company that a lot of plumbers call when they can't find the leak. Non-invasive, no digging, they pinpoint exactly where the leak is. They have over 300 five-star reviews, and they cover Redmond, Kirkland, Bellevue. This message brought to you courtesy of Simply Leak Detection.
All right, it's time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in and around Redmond. So, Dan, you ready for my question? And for you at home, plan along. You ready?
I will speak for the listeners. We are all ready. Lay it upon us, please.
What unique animal feature did the original Cleese Willamore Estate famously keep roaming on its grounds? And your choices are A, alpacas, B, peacocks, C, swans, or D, emus. And your time starts now.
I know you are trying to get me to say peacocks because I believe we've talked about peacocks within the last two episodes. So I believe it's a trap.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I am going alpacas. Final answer. Alpacas.
All right, well, let's find out. I just looked, and the answer is B, peacocks. Willowmore was less farm and more fancy country estate with personality. The peacocks were part of the whole scene, along with the Dutch windmill and other over-the-top touches.
Word is Redmond rumor mill.
All right, here is a good rumor for anyone with a sweet tooth. We've heard from a couple of different sources now that a popular Taiwanese shaved ice and boba shop, the kind that's built a huge following in Seattle's International District, has been looking for a second location near the Overlake Light Rail Station. Now, we haven't been able to confirm a lease or opening date, so for now it's still firmly in rumor territory. If it happens, though, it would be a pretty fun addition to the neighborhood. What do you think? Have you heard about which shop this might be? If you've got a guess or have heard anything, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post. And while you're over at our Facebook page, look for the post called Your Picks and let us know who you think is the best family-friendly dining restaurant in Redmond.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com, and we'll see you in the next one.
Or maybe before then, walking in or around Redmond.